a sefer which has a litwit of different halachic positions of Rav Soloveitchik. We left off before Hanukkah. We left off in the middle of this long Tosfos on Daf Samaches on the base. Just to review again what the issues are. Tosfos is grappling with two issues. The Gemara has a pasuk on the bottom of Daf Samaches on the base. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Bamidbar, chapter 8, Perek Hey. So the pasuk speaks about the din of Gezel Ager, that if you stole from money from someone and you swore falsely that you didn't steal the money, or you owe money to someone, you don't have to steal it, you owe money to someone, and you swear falsely that you don't owe the money, and then later on you do tshuva. So then the halacha says he has to pay kerem v'chaimish, not only if he swore his shviyu shuas hadayon, even if it's kafatz v'nisba. So as he says, that's an opening of Mambalkama. So the thing is, you have to pay back the money that you owe. You have to add on Chaimish. Chaimish means 25% more. It's called Chaimish because when you pay $125, then $25, one-fifth of the sum total. But we would call it 25%. And you have to bring Asham Gedelos. So the halacha says you cannot bring the Asham Gedelos before you pay the money. That's something that Mishnah Mambalkama learns out from a pasuk. First you have to pay. And what happens if the person from whom you stole the money died already? So you pay to the Yorshim. And what happens if he doesn't have any Yorshim? And mainly Yishgoyel, the Hashif Hashem Elof. So the Torah says you have to pay the Kerem B'chamish to the Kohanim. And then you're able to bring the Asham Gezelus. So the Gemara has a drasha on the Pasuk. And mainly Yishgoyel, Ainu Yishgoyel, Ayin Olof. You have to check into it. Maybe he has a Yorish who's hidden. Maybe he has children, grandchildren that you're not aware of. The Gemara Darshans that this halacha that you have to check in to see maybe he has children, grandchildren whom you don't know about, only applies if the person is a gadol, if he's already a bar mitzvah after 13. But if he's a katan, if he stole from a katan, then it's not shocked that he should have any children, because the assumption is that katan ain't a moil. That's how it came in over here. Is it possible that a katan before bar mitzvah should father a child? So we assume no. We assume that a katan ain't a moil. So the Gemara is interpreting the pasuk, darshin and pasuk, that the pasuk is telling you that in the rice of gezel hager, that gezel ger katan. So there exists a very chiddush. There exists a ger katan on the level of the rice, and there exists gezel hakatan on the level of the rice. How does the katan have money? How does the katan have money? So normal katan can have money. His father dies. His father is a multimillionaire. The father dies. He comes into all the millions. No problem. You don't have to have das. Even Bal Korcha. Yerusha is even called Bal Korcha. The Pishnaim of the Pchor doesn't call Bal Korcha. If he refuses to take, so he's not kind of a Pishnaim Bal Korcha. Because Matana Karachmana says, Los is low. As a Pchor ben Asnua Yake, Los is low Pishnaim. Los is means Matana Karachmana, it's not called Bal Korcha. But the regular Yerusha is called even Bal Korcha. Even if the person doesn't want it, gets it. If he doesn't want it, he can be machkerit. But if he just says, I don't want to be Yerush, I don't want to be Zbeche, he gets the Yerusha Bal Kochet. So that's not a problem. How can you have a katan, a Jewish katan, who has assets? His father was a rich man, his father died, and he gets the Yerusha. But how can you have a ger katan? How can I have a ger katan? A ger katan means that he's not going to yarshim from the father. He's not going to yarshim from the father. Taisa says, unless you'll say, Taisa says like this, his father was a goy, the father was a millionaire, the father died, and the son, the little kid, got the Yerusha at the age of 10, and then at the age of 10 and a half, or 11, 12, he decided he wants to become a ger. So it's also gemal. It's not so impossible. So you can have a katan who has assets, he got a Yerusha from his father, who was a goy. After the ger is going to be megayer, then the Gemara says, Minatara, he doesn't yarshin from the father, because gershin is got katan shenel adami, so the father was an ochri. And he doesn't get the Yerusha b'derabbanan. The Gemara says they made a takanam b'derabbanan, the first Perek in Kedushin, that if you leave it on the level of their Isa, he will have an incentive to convert back to his original religion in order to get all the millions that the father, the guy just died. So he said, they'll say he's Jewish, he's not entitled to the Yerusha, cut in Chanel Adam. So he'll want to convert back to Christianity in order to get the Yerusha, so in order to encourage him that he shouldn't convert back. So we say, he gets the Rabbanu, we make a takana hefker bez nefker. He gets the Yerusha, even though the Natar should be Gershin's got cut and Shinelagon. Yeah. So Taisa says again, so Taisa says That is a possibility that you have a cotton who has assets, he yarshin from his father, and then he was misguided later on. Okay, that's a possibility. But then, so these are the two topics that the Tosis has. The one topic is, how can you have, the first half of the Tosis is, how can you have a cotton who has assets? Sort of different oifanim, different suggestions that Tosis gives. And then the second topic in Tosis is, how can you have a ger cotton? How is that gemol to have a ger cotton? On a, there is a gemara, a ger cotton mat bilam azal dasben, the gemara ksuv the daf yidal. But Tosis says that that gemara is problematic because the gemara says, how does that work? Normally, when a non-Jew comes to Karet, you have to have das geris. You have to express your interest in becoming a ger. Cotton al pidin is a lot by das. You can't express interest in anything. How can you have such a thing as a ger cotton? So the gemara says, in ksuv it's based on the principle of zlachan liyadim shlov yafanav. It's lev tayvasai. It's better to zayin a yid, better to become a yid. So therefore we assume that we can convert him without any need for das. Yeah, but Tosis says, zechiyah ba'at katan, here the kid is a katan. Zechiyah ba'at katan is only the rabbanim. That's Tosis gives in the Gemara in Bav Metzia, and daf Ayin Aleph. There gives in the Gemara, nehidish, lichas, leisles, chiyah mid the rabbanim, nehidish. The Rishonim have two gears there. Whether a katan, others can do a zechiyah on behalf of the katan, whether this works min haTorah, or it only works mid the Rabbanon. So if one should assume that Zechia Ba'at Kotan is only mid the Rabbanon, so then how do you have a Ger Kotan Matvila Mosal Daska? As the Tosis suggests, two opinions. One opinion that Tosis says that it only works mid the Rabbanon. It's only a Ger mid the Rabbanon. So they're bothered. But here you have a Pastik that speaks about a Ger Kotan. How can it be that it's only a Ger mid the Rabbanon? That's their problem. So last week we discussed one possibility. It's a different kind of, when you say Zechia Ba'at Kotan is only mid the Rabbanon, I want to give a gift to the Kotan. So he's not here. So I give it to someone who is here, who is Bar Mitzvah, and he picks it up, he makes a Kinyan Hakvah on behalf of the Kotan who's not here. So that, Tosis' Girsa was that that's only Midi Rabbah. Tosis says in the Girsa, in his own Neshach, and Afayin Allah, that Tzchiyah Midi Rabbah, like that's only Midi Rabbah. But why? Because you did the Hakvah on behalf of the Kotan. You did the Maisa Kinyan on behalf of the Kotan. Kotan didn't do it himself, and that's Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichas, and the Kotan can't have a Shlichas. But over here, it's not that I am tevel in the mikveh. No, I'm matvil the baby in the mikveh. So the maisa hageris, the milo was done the gufa, and the tefillah was done the gufa. The only shail is, the cotton doesn't have das, and maybe that aspect of zachin le'adam shleim v'fanav is not the aspect of zachin le'adam shleim v'fanav that the maisa kinyan I do is good for him, relates to him. That's mitam shlichas, and that's only the rabbanah. But over here, the maisa hageris is done the gufa shalatino. The milo and the tefillah are done on the gufa of the tina. The only aspect of Zachin that we're using here is that the Kotan does is a lot by Das. He's not expressing any Das Geiris. He doesn't Alpidin. Even if he says he wants to convert, but Alpidin is a lot by Das. So it's considered Gilu. He doesn't express Das. So the Halacha says, whenever it's an Inyan of Zachiyas, you can do the Maisa without his Das. So that's not Zachiyah Mitam Shlichas. The Halacha says you can do it without his Das. So that's not Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas. So that was one suggestion in the middle of the Tosis. That's one suggestion that Tosis made. But the other Balagat Tosis are still bothered with the problem. How can you have such a thing as a gear cotton on the level of their ice? Zachin the other shleib afana for cotton is only the rabbanon. How can it be? So Tosis comes up with another suggestion. They gave several suggestions. So on the fourth wide line, the Tosis have narrow lines and wide lines and very wide lines. And the fourth very wide line, they say, Yesh lamik yigoyim. Another answer. Shinez gaira imo. Maybe that's the story. You have a ger cotton over here who's not related to a soul in the world. Why? Because he's a ger. Gershon has got cotton shenala dami. Every Jew has relatives. Every goy also has relatives. You have to have a lot of relatives. If you don't have children, so you have brothers, cousins, fifth cousins, tenth cousins, what? How can it be that you give the moment to the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash? How can we give it to the Anshei Mishma? Give it to the Yerushim? How is it Yimov? How is it possible? How is it possible that a person doesn't have any Yerushim? Is it possible that there's a Jew who doesn't have a Yerushim? And is it possible that there's a Goy who doesn't have a Yerushim? The same question. Is it possible that you have a Goy who doesn't have a Yerushim? Yimov has the question on this Pasuk. The Pasuk of Gezlag Ger is talking, he's stole from a Jew. It happens that it's talking about stealing from a Jew. But is it possible that a Goy should die and he shouldn't have a Yerush? There is is ever such a possibility? Some say on the Gemara in Kiddushin, it says that Akum is Yerush's father. Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that the children Yarshin. And Rashi says that Bein Ubas Yarshin, son and the daughter Yarshin equally. The halacha that the daughters, whenever there's sons and daughters, the sons get, the daughters don't get. Whenever there's brothers and sisters, the brothers get, the sisters don't get. So this discrimination against the women is only by the Yid. By the Nachrim, there's no Pishnayim, Rashi says. And there's no difference between Bein Abbas, Yerushim, Keachos. The Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos that that's the way the Christians used to judge, the meaning. The early Christians used to judge like that. When Jews would go for a din Torah by these Christians, then they would paskin that sons and daughters Yerushim equally. But the Gemara never said that that's what the din is supposed to be by Bnei Noach. That's what it sounds from Rashi in the first Perek in Kiddushin, that Bein Abbas, Yerushim, Bishoveh, and the Kor doesn't get any Pishnayim. What if they're no Bein Abbas? What if they're no descendants? So does it go to the brothers and the sisters and the cousins and so on? So there's a mashmor. Some want to say Pshat and Rashi. I think Rabbi Iskarov says like that in Rashi. Rabbi Iskarov and Chorus and Daf Mevok. I think he says in Rashi that then it becomes Efkin. That the only din of Yerusha you have by Bnei Noach is only direct descendants, only children and grandchildren. There's no other Yerusha. So it's the question that the Gemara asks, is it possible that a Jew dies and he doesn't have a Yerush? The question will talk only be on a Jew. Because if a Nachri will die, if you follow such an opinion, if a Nachri will die, and he has no direct descendants, he just has parents, or he has siblings, or he has cousins, and so on, takeno din Yerush. Anyway, it's not the Getas. We're working on the Pasuk of Gerd Lager, happens to be speaking about Yidin. So the Tosis makes a suggestion. The Yeshlama Kigonshin is Gairim Kishim Uberis. What's the din if a non-Jewish woman is pregnant with a baby and then she converts, she's Tovel in the mikveh? So the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Ches, Tosis quotes it, Oberis Gachov Muberis. If the non-Jewish woman is pregnant, she is Gairim, she's Tovel in the mikveh. But no, it doesn't mean Benoah the son, it means a child. Whether it's a son or a daughter, it doesn't make a difference. Benoah Evet Zarach Tvila. The child doesn't require Tvila in a mikveh, the tvila that the mother did, is zayla for the uber. Halacha l'maaseh you have like that. You have such a thing. The Gemara talks about harasa shela bikdusha, when it does the bikdusha. Means when the mother became pregnant, she was not Jewish. But by the time the baby was born, the mother had already converted. So that's called harasa of the uber. The uber, the herayon, began shela bikdusha when the mother was not Jewish, when it does the bikdusha. It's all over in the Gemara, they talk about such a thing. So you see that there is such a thing. That the tvil of the mother, it is chalanuva. So Taisa says maybe in such a case you can have, they're working on the problem. How can you have such a thing as the ger katan? Ger katan is lacking da, katan is a labar das. And in order to be mitgar, you have to have das. The pashtas, last time we worked on different opinions, Taisa says you don't need das as long as it's not bal karchoi. Different suggestions they get. But now they're working the normal pshat. Ager hamizgar has to have das geirus. So cotton is a lot by das. He can't express a das geirus. How can you have a bit of gar ger cotton based on zochadam shlevifonav? I zochin for a cotton is only with the rabbanah. So Tais is suggesting soup is dafi rab. The ger cotton institution is only with the rabbanah. How can it be only with the rabbanah? If you have a pasuk in chumash that speaks about drosh on the pasuk in chumash that's talking about ger cotton on the level of their isis. So Tais says, oh, they have a case. They have a case of a katan who gets a gerus, not independent, not that they were matzal the baby. No, the mother is muveris. The mother's tovel in the mikveh. So the tefillah of the mother is oiler for the uber without coming on to the principle, without using the principle of zachon yodim shlevifon. If you have as the dafon comes to the principle of zachon yodim shlevifon, does chia for a katan would only be with the rabbanon, according to this sheet in Tosfos. That was their gears in Israel Neshech, Chia Midirabon Yisle. But if the mother is Tevelis, when she's Muberis, then you don't have to come on to Zohar Lam Shlevar.
She's born after the mother is
Tevelis,
so he's not a gear.
He's a Yisrael. So that's called a gear. Okay. So it's not Taina, it's good to Taina. So we say that that's called a gear. So that's not good to Taina. So here, there's a famous Kasha that Rabbi Akiva Eger asks. And it's safe and the Dush Bechidush and Ksupas and Daf Yidal. The Frek, the Akasha, and all the Achronim work on this Kasha. It's interesting, and they all say the same Teretz. They have Rav Dovla Soloveitchik, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and Rav Yosheves Soloveitchik, the Rav. and the Chazon Ish and the Mikdash, the Tzemach David has it in his Sefer, and the Stipler has it, everyone independent of the other, everyone says on their own, the same teretz. The Rebbe Kivegs Kasha, yes, like this, the Gemara Daring, Yivam the Zafayin Ches, the Terika Oriel, gives two possible explanations as to why this is the case. Why is it that if a non-Jewish woman who's pregnant is a table and a mikvah, the Shem Geiris, that the tefillah is good for the Uber? So the Gemara says, if one should assume that Uber, there's a machloikis hatanag with Uber Yerachimoy, Uber lab Yerachimoy. Do you treat the woman who's pregnant as if she has an extra limb? Normally, you have somebody, you have legs and arms and gums and teeth and so on. And here, when a woman is pregnant, so she has another aver. The uber is ke'aver, maybe another aver, uber yerechima, another aver. Or should you say, no, uber, lav yerechima. So the Gemara says like this, if you should hold like the Tanoim, and it's a machlokes la'aloha, had a paskin, the Rehir Rabbein Atam, and Baba Kama. And that's what I'm saying, machlokes a rishon, not a paskin, uber yerechima, uber lav yerechima. It's quoted, you want to mention this, it's quoted in our Rechaim, where does it come up, la'aloha, where the uber yerechima, uber lav yerechima. And the Gemara comes up various cases. Korbanis and all the cases are not quoted la'alocha. The only case that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is when you shlagen kaparis on every Yom Kippur for a pregnant woman, do you need two kaparis or is good enough? Or can you kill two birds with one stone? Can you be out with one chicken? For the mother with the uber. So the Bir Agro smuggles in this whole discussion there. The whole long arichas v'varim, how do you pass them? The real Rabbi Natan, they pass them ubi yarechim, ubi yarechim. So the Bir Agro goes through it on this topic. If you all do Uber Lav Yerechimo, it's two different people, so you need two different kaparas. If you all do Uber Yerechimo, Eber Meber Elta, for sure you wouldn't need two. For sure you wouldn't need two. Okay. So the Gemara there in Yevamah says like this. This halacha that the Mu'berish in his Gaira Beno Eino Tzor Tvila, if one should assume La Halacha that Uber Yerechimo, it's Ke'eber Meber Elta. So, we understand very well why the Uber doesn't, when the baby is born, why doesn't he require his own Maisa Geiris? He was part of the mother. Even when the mother wasn't this guy, this was Eva Maria, Farfik, no problem. But the Gemara raised the question, if one should assume Uber, Lav Yerechimo, it's a goof, Bifnei Atzmai, so why is the Tvil of the mother good for the Uber? So the answer is, well, the Uber was also table in the mikveh. So the Gemara said, but wait a minute, there was a big chatzitza. On the Uber, the mother's body is a big chatzitza and the whole thing. So that and even though the baby is certainly ain't a makbid, the din in chatzitza plays a role whether the person is makbid or not makbid. Let's say you have ink, you have dirt on your hand. So the Mishnah says if the person is a sefer and he always has ink on his fingers, and he'll go to a wedding like that, he'll go to a simcha like that, he's not embarrassed, so then it's not a chatzitza. Or if a person is a butcher and he always has that blood on his fingers, so then it's not a chatzitza, it's any makbid. If it's a nishken butcher, a nishken sefer, then he's makbid on this, and then it will be a chatzitza. So the Gemara says that, and the Mishnah is like that, the whole pair of the Mishnah is in the end of Mikvot. When you're makbid, when you're not makbid, so the Hilchas chatzitza, and Hilchas chatzitza plays a role whether the person is makbid or not. So the baby certainly not makbid over the fact that he has the mother surrounding him. He's very happy about that he's inside the mother's body. But the Gemara says, this issue, the makvid with the ena makvid, that's only relevant if you have a chatzitza that's on milut of the body, or even on raiv, on the level of the raiser. Raiv on the level of the on milut. But what if the chatzitza is on kol aguf, covering the whole guf? So then the Gemara says, it doesn't make a difference on the level of the raiser, even if the ena makvid, even if the uber is ena makvid, but still it's a chatzitza on the kol aguf. So let it constitute a chatzitza. If you have the Uber, lav yerechimoy, so the Uber is a different goof. And the Uber needs his own tefillah. So how is the tefillah of the mother good for the Uber? The mother's body should constitute a chatzitza for the Uber. So the Gemara says, no, over here, shiny hacha, the hainu rebisa. This is the natural way. This is the way babies grow. Inside, this way an embryo, this way a fetus develops inside the mother's body. So since that's necessary, it's medically recommended that the baby should stay inside the mother, that's the way it goes, and it's healthy for the baby, so it does taste nishken chatzitz. So that's what the poskim discuss. Let's say a person has a bandage on, and it's medically recommended he should have a bandage. Let's say you have stitches, and it's medically recommended that the stitches should hold the gums together, hold the skin together. So everything is based on this Gemara. To what extent do you say whenever it's medically recommended, it's bota lagav leguf and it doesn't constitute a chatzitz? What if it's only there for a week? Here the baby's going to be inside the mother's body for 9 months, and maybe if it's only for 9 months or more, but that's actually 9 months. how can it be a Shia Naima? So some say half a year or more. If it's going to be, there's something added on to the body that's going to be there for at least a half a year, and you want Dachke that it should be like that, and it's medically recommended, so then it's not a Chatzis. If it's only there less than half a year, then it's no good. Some say a Shia a month, some say a Shia a week. It's a different Shia that Achrenim give. When do you apply this Klal in the Gemara? Akopan of the Gemara says that there are two routes, there are two ways to understand the nature of this din. Uberish and Isgari Bino Ainu Torch Tvila. If you hold Uber Yerachimoy, then it's gore easy. There's only one gear is taking place, the gear is on the mother, and this is Abram Averas. Of course the Uber becomes a gear with the mother. It's all one mice of gears. But if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimoy, and that's a machlag the Zuri and the Rabbein and Tat, now you ask him. Uber Yerachimoy, Uber Lav Yerachimoy. So if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimoy, so then the Uber really needs his own Tvila. But the halacha says that the body of the mother is not a chatzitza for the uber because Hainu Revitze. So wait a minute, Rabbi Kevega, if you hold like that, then uber lav yarchim and the baby needs his own gerus, so then where's the das gerus? Where's the das gerus? A bite that's going to be based, it's still going to be based on zachon yadam shlavifana. So how did Taifus solve the problem? So yes, Bakasha, this is Kasha, what does Zechia ba'at katan is maximum only midirabon. That's how Gemara is El Neshach. That was their gears. And Ger Kotten Madbin Los Al Daz Mez, and Ger Kotten is a Lapa, a Kotten is a Lapa Daz. So how can you express Daz Geris? So how can you ever have Geris be Ger Kotten? The answer is based on Zalba Daz Mishlai Bepanam. We can do without his Daz. Yeah, but the Chiyal the Kotten is only with the Rabbana. So how can you have a Ger Kotten on the level of the Raisin? So it says, Uberish in his Gaira. How does that solve the problem? Uberish in his Gaira is only Nicha, it only answers the Kasha. If you hold Uber Yerachimos, Keiva Mevereha, so then you say you don't need a Geris on the Uber. The mother is Mizgar, and this is one of her limbs. She has three arms instead of having two arms and two legs. She has another limb, the Uber inside. So the Geris on the mother is a fast das, and the mother wants to convert. So the Geris is Chal on Uber. But if you hold Uber, Lav Yerachim, it's all in that Gemara, and you want Zabai and Ches, if you should hold Uber, Lav Yerachim, and half of the Bali Atais is fast on Uber, Lav Yerachim, then you need a separate Geris on the Uber. So the separate tefillah on the Uber you have because the mother's body doesn't constitute a chatzitza. Fine. But where do you have the das geiris on the Uber? So if I be relying on Zachon Adam Shlaifan, so if I be the same kasha, it's only the Rabbana. So how do Taisus think, oh, that solves the whole problem? Well, Bereshin is Gaira, Minar is Tach Tefillah, no problems. It's not based on Zachon. Why? According to the Gemara's second explanation, that the Uber Lav Yerachim, it says, right, the based on Zachon Adam Shlaifan. That's Rebbe Kivegi's kasha. So all of these Gedolim all say the same teretz. They all say the machlokes hatanoim and the machlokes the Rina Rabbi Natan had a talking with the Uba Yerachim of Lav Yerachim is only machlokes. Is it one goof or is it two goofy? But how many people is it? There's only one person. So there's only one person who's being this Gaia, the mother. If you all do the Yerachim, it's one person with one body. If you all do the Lav Yerachim, it's one person with two bodies. Sounds a little humorous. When the Rock said it, obviously he said it's one Gabri with two Heft. Okay. So that, and he said, and where do you have the opposite? Where do you have one Heft with two Gabri? So he said, if you have a Chatzi Evid, a Chatzi Ben Chorin, there's one Heft, but it's two different Gabris. One. So he's an Evid and a Ben Chorin. So he said, Akasha, the Gemara says that a Chatzi Evid and a Chatzi Ben Chorin cannot even blow Shofar to be Moitzi Achem, cannot even blow Shofar to be Moitzi Asatzmai. Because Leyosi Tzad Evid, Umapik Tzad Ben Chorin. If he's the Baal Pekeya, so an Eved is blowing, and half of him is a Ben Chorin, so he can't even blow Shafet. He's Mukhif, he hits Kiyah Shafet because he's a Chat Ben Chorin. The Chatzi Eved, how do you have a Chatzi Eved and a Chat Ben Chorin? How do you have such a thing? So Gemara has, you have an Eved Knani who's owned the Shutzvis by two Jewish owners, and one owner is Meshachar his Eved. If I own an Eved Knani, I can't be Meshachar a Chatzi Eved. We pass him. One time holds he can, but we don't pass him like that time, Rebbe. Rebbe Hogan Gittin, you can even Shachar Chatzi Eved. We pass him, you can. So the Gemara says, if you have an Eved who's owned, Eved Knani is owned by two Adonim, by two masters, and one is Meshachar his Chelek, so that Eved, that person is going to be a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Mechar. So Avodim and Eved Knani is potter from Tkir Shariku. Any mitzvah that the women are exempt from, the Eved Knani is potter. So mitzvah is Tkir Shariku, women are not Mechuyiv. It's a mitzvah that says, Shaz Mangram, so the Eved is also not Mechuyiv in Tkir Shariku. But the Chatzi Ben Charin is Mechuyiv in Tkir Shariku. So the Gemara says, but he cannot even be blow shofar to be mitzi himself, because the shofar is being blown by the Eved, and the Ben Chorin has to be yitzi, so the Eved can't be mitzi the Ben Chorin. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. So the Rav said, Achrayim is the kasha, the Achrayim, Achrayim is the kasha, Achrayim gave the terrors on the kasha. Achrayim is the kasha, so Adam is the lake tefillin. He said, the chatiyah, the chazan, the chorin, the chorin is the lake tefillin. He's going to lake tefillin. Half of the tefillin is going to be on the chatiyah. He has to lake tefillin on the chatiyah ben chor. It's not going to help if he puts tefillin on the chatiyah. So he said that everything he does is chatiyah, the chatiyah ben chor, and so how can he lake tefillin? So he thought that this was, he said, Achrayim thought it was a maharish kasha. He said that when you say that the chatziyevet or chatz ben chorin is in half and half, it doesn't mean that the body is split half and half. It's two gavrim with one cheftzim. So he said, tkiya shofar is a maitzit tkiya that's done by the person. So who is doing the blowing? So here you have two gavris. So on the one hand, you have an evet who's blowing. And you want the ben chorin to be yoytzeh. So the tkiya of the evet is not good to be maitzit the ben chorin. But as far as anachas tefillin, if someone else puts tefillin on my arm, it's also good. No, locha. Let's say a woman puts on tefillin on my arm. So the pashtus says that I'm yoytze. It's not a chisaron that the woman or the yevet is not a bar chiyuva, he's not a bar kshira, he's not a bar hanocha. No, that's a psul for writing, as they refer. Writing tefillin. It's not a psul for the hanocha. A woman puts tefillin on my arm, the pashtus is, if the Rav Chava has a sword that you're not yoytze. But the pashtus we assume is that you are yoytze. Don't know shadow whether you say a brocha or not. Can you say a brocha la nechfil if you're not doing the maisa hanocha? That's a filbo. But the pashtus says that you yoytze as long as the tefillin on, even if an opri puts on, you yoytze the tefillin, as long as the tefillin is sitting in the right place. Aye, but half of his body is a chatzi evet? No, it's one cheftz of the two gavrim. That's the Rav Soloveitchik worded. So he said, in a certain sense, the uber, lav yarechimo, is the opposite from a chatzi evet v'chatzi mechorin. That by uber, lav yarechimo, it's one gavrim with two cheftzes, and he said, over here, it's one cheftz of the two gavrim. Okay. So that's what all of these gedolim say, the Chazanish, and the Stipel, and the Tzamach David, and the Heoris, and the Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger, and Rab Chaim, and Rav Elbola, they all say the same teretz on Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. That even if you hold that Uber, Lav Yerechimoi, but they're not considered two different people, there's one person with two bodies, so since only one person, so that one person has to express Das Geres, and the mother wants to convert. So both of the bodies that she has, need tevila in the mikveh, so she's tevila in the mikveh, no problem, then you have to be tevila to Uber also, the other body. So we say it's not a chatzitza because Haini Revisa, but it's not going to be based on Zachon Yonam Shlevifah. That's l'chor what you see from Tosfos. And then Tosfos says, Tosfos was dealing with two problems over here. The first half of the Tosfos, the big part of the Tosfos was dealing with the issue, how does the cotton have chiyas moment? How does the gemal the cotton owns property? So they gave six terutzim on the kasha, akriya. The father died when he was a goykin, but later, all the various terutzim. And then the second half of the test is, how is it gemolt that you have a ger katan? If it's based on zachin, and zachin on behalf of a katan is only with the rabbanon, that's the gemolt of the So how can you have a drosha and a posik that speaks about a ger on the level, a ger katan on the level of the eyes? So Tosfos now wants to answer both kashas. So he said, kigonshin is gairi imo kishim uberes. So that's called a ger katan. So you're right. In a certain sense, he's not really a ger. Tarosa shlobi dusha vadesh vidusha. It's not really a ger. But Tosfos says that will satisfy us over here. It's not related to a soul in the world. So in that sense, the Kotan Shinolam is not related to anything. Okay. Yeah, that we'll get to. Yeah, that we'll get to. Sir. Right, man. It is. So yeah, you have to be ma'ayin all over. You have to be ma'ayin. Maybe he has a brother. He's related to a brother, so you have to check into it, not whether he has any descendants, he's a cut. He can't have any children cut in a month. You have to check, maybe he has a brother. Maybe he has a brother, he's going to be Yerush. Okay? We'll have to see. Does he Yarshan the brother? Only Menaim, right. The Yerusha is only the Tzadav. Yerusha is only the Shmachosa. Right, right.
I mean, brother's wife.
His brother's wife is even Mitzad Ha'ein. Yeah, even Mitzad Ha'ein. Chayav Mishum. Eish is tochiv min ha'ein, but it's not min ha'av, right? So Yerusha is only mitzad ha'av, not mitzad ha'ein. Yeah, so that's, there's no problem. I has a brother. His brother can be Yarish. So the answer is no, he has a brother. He has a half-brother, but that half-brother cannot Yarish. And he's a cotton, so he cannot have any children, by definition. So it's not shock that he has children. So Tosfos now makes a suggestion. Maybe this answer that we suggested, the answer to the second question, maybe this answers the first question also. The Efsher, the next line in Tosfos, on the fifth wide line, sixth wide line, whatever, the Efsher, and perhaps Hashto, the Achrikain Yerush Esimah, maybe this parenthesis is the other Kash also. The first question was, how does he acquire any asset? How can you have a katan that has ownership? So he said, yarshin. How can he yarshin if he's a katan? How can he yarshin if he's a ger? Gershon is got a katan, Shanel doesn't say, can yarshin the father? So Tesha says, no. If the mother is Mizgahir, Kishimu Beres, so then the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara says in Yevamis that he still is related to the mother. You don't say Katan Shanel Adam. The Gemara says if a non-Jewish woman is pregnant with twin boys, and she converts in the middle of the pregnancy, so the twins were Hayrasim Shalom Migdusha, and they're both born from Hayrasim Migdusha. So the Gemara says they're considered brothers, half-brothers, minhoi. And if one brother later on, they're just born. So if one brother later gets married and divorces, so the other brother is not permitted to marry his sister, it'll be an Issa Koris. It'll be Eishasach minhoi. Chayom Mishmei Shasach minhoi. There won't be any Chalitza Yibum, because Chalitza Yibum, the Mishnah says in the second parak in the Yibamis, is only Achim Minhoi. Not Achim Minhoi, because you learn that from Yaakov Vino. It says, Shnei Masa Avadecha Achim Anochnu, they were brothers from the father, not from the mother. They had four different mothers. You see, the Gemara says, the Gemara looked up in the Pasuk, you see that the word Achim, Achim means Achim Inoav. Forget about Minoav. Achim Inoav is Achim. And the Pasuk says, Bayibu Machalitzi, Ki Eshu Achim Yachtov. So the term Achim means Achim Inoav. So the Gemara says that there won't be any Yibu Machalitza on these two brothers, because they only have brothers Minoav, not Minoav, because the father was a Goy. That caught in the Shanel Adam, it says, it's not related to the father anymore. And even if they're twins, the Gemara says, talking twins, identical twins, they look exactly the same. So obviously it's the same father, the same mother, everything is the same. But al pidin, they're not considered related to the father. They're not kraven, they're not achim and av. They're only achim and oim. But the Gemara says, achim and oim, there will be chayim. Chayom shim eishas achim and oim. So Tosfos says, maybe the efsher, hashta, perhaps the din will be dachre ken yorish esimon. Perhaps the child will yarshin the mother. There is a din. Haben Yerusha Sima? Mishnah is like that. Haben Yerusha Sima? So Tosfos says, Mislupak, perhaps the child will Yarshin his mother. Why is perhaps? And perhaps yet, perhaps not. Tosfos is not sure. So the Rosh Hashanah Ksubah, the same Tosfos, the same theme is discussed. Not every line. This is quite a Chaticha Ruilas Kabbat, this Tosfos. But the sections of the Tosfos appear in Ksubah and another Mitzvah as well. So the Rosh Hashanah there in Ksubah raises a question. He says, Tzarchin, why does Tosfos write? They're not sure whether he yarshins the mother. 100% he yarshins the mother. If the Gemara says, Chayov Mishum, Eishasach Min Ha'ein, so you see that the twins, with a woman converted when she was pregnant with the two twin boys, and then they were both born, Haros and Shlom Bigdusha, but he doesn't Bigdusha, Chayov Mishum, Eishasach Min Ha'ein, you see that the three people are related to each other, the two brothers with the mother are related. So why does Tosfos say the Efsher? Why are they not sure? They should have known enough in the Gemara and Yevamis that for sure they Yarshin. They do Yarshin the mother. That's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. So then the Achronim ask another kasha. That Gemara is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Gerim, in the third Chelek Yeridei. Then there is another Gemara in Yevamis. Where the Gemara says, really in Yevamis, Chavdalen or something, Gemara says in Yevamis, let's say two brothers convert, adults, two non-Jewish brothers convert. So the din is that Gershon is got caught in Shanel Dom, so they're not related to each other. So let's say they want to be Eidi Kiddushin at some of Chasim. They want to sign a Shtam Mechiris Chametz, whatever, they want to sign a Get, whatever. So they're brothers, so the Gemara says they used to be brothers, but not brothers anymore. Caught in Shanel Dom, they can testify. So what if, let's say, a brother and a sister convert, so they can marry each other also? So the Gemara says, yeah, min atar they can, but min the Rabbanu, we don't permit them to marry, for various reasons. Sure. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, so if min the Rabbanu, you don't permit the brother and the sister to marry, despite the fact that min atar you say, kakot shenol adami, so how do you permit the two brothers to testify together? It's the same problem. You should say, min the Rabbanu, we don't allow them. So the Gemara says, no. The chashash of Vilna said the chlufei. If people will see, Balabat will see a brother marrying a sister, so they'll think of maybe in Shnas Topshin Sama Beis of Mutta. They won't understand why. They'll think maybe a brother can marry a sister. Maybe in America is Mutta. They won't understand. Modern Orthodox. Me or them. Think a brother is allowed to marry a sister. But if you say two brothers who converted can testify together, what's the chashash? Who's going to make a mistake? Bezdin is Mekabalaitis. So Bezdin knows what to do. Bezdin knows that Gershon is Gakkot and Shanel Adomi. So Bezdin, you don't have to worry that then a mistake will be made. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says this, that the two brothers, Shen is Gairu, Minatera, Gershon is Gak, Koshin Ozam, they're not related to each other. And it's only Midirabonon that we raise the possibility, maybe we should say Midirabonon, that they should consider them as if they are related, like a brother and a sister who converted. Minatera, they're not related. Midirabonon, we declare they're not allowed to marry. The Gemara says, you don't make a Chumer Midirabonon. So the Beis Yosef is not sure. What's the din if you had a woman who is pregnant with twins, and Hayrosim Shalom Bigdushin Haydos Bigdushin, she converted, can those twins later on, can they testify together or not? The Beis Yosef writes a Sofek in Yerudea on this. So the dogma of Baba is on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, how can it be, the Achrenim quote that kasha, how can it be a Sofek? The Gemara of the Feresh, that they're related to Menatera. The Beis Yosef's Sofek doesn't make any sense. They're correct in Mamish Menatera. They should be postulated from their Isa. So how can the Beis Yosef raise a question about that? So Tosis has a Sofek in this case, whether the son, by Muberich and his Garib, they're not sure whether the son Yarshin's the mother. So the Rashash has the Kasha. How could they not be sure? It's enough in the Gemara that the son is related to the mother. You don't say for some reason or another, you don't say Kut and Shanel Adon. And how can the Beis Yosef, similar Kasha, how can the Beis Yosef, right, he's not sure. With the Shnei Achim Toim and Shaisa Heros and Shalab Yigdusha, he does a Mikdusha, whether they're Kasha Le'edis together or not, that the Gzeret Rabbanim was never instituted. What do you mean Gzeret Rabbanim? The Apostle Leidus Menat Torah. They're correct in Midar Isa. The Gemara says, Chayom Mishima Eish Esach. So remember, when we learned this thesis, Rav Soloveitchik suggested a possible teretz, not so glad, a possible teretz, that we know that Al Pidin, there are two Chalashemis of Kurva. There's the Kurva of Sher Bosa and the Kurva of Mishpacha. You have Benegia to Gili Arayis, the Parsha and Achrim Mois Kedoshim introduces the Pasuk, Ishi shall call Sheer Psoa Lasikav Ulagav Lazerva. You're not permitted to marry a relative. Relatives doesn't make a difference on the father's side or on the mother's side. Let's say the father's, my father has a sister, and my mother has a sister. So I'm not allowed to marry my father's sister, I'm not allowed to marry my mother's sister. My father's sister, that's called Mishpacha. The mother's sister, Mishpacha, same Enikri Mishpacha. That's a pasuk in Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, the Mishpachaisim Leveis Avoisam, Mishpachas Avkuri, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, same Enikuri, Mishpachas Avai Yerusha. The Gemara says, if a man dies, Ishki Yomus, he give it to the son. Beinein, Lodavai, the Mishnachalos, and the Beit, Main Lodavas, and the Stap, Mishnachalos, whatever, Lachayavi. Then it says, the Mishpachaisim, the Mishpachta, the Yarashoyu. So the Gemara learns up in the pasuk, the Mishpachtoi, only create Mitzarah, Mitzarah, and there's no Yerusha. Because the Kraivim who get Yerusha are only those Kraivim who have a Kurva of Chalashem Mishpach, only Mishpachasam. Sher Basar is both the father's side and the mother's side. They're both considered Sher Basar. It applies to both. So it's a different Chalashem of Kurva. So Tosis writes, they're not sure, the Efsher, they're not sure whether the Bain is Yerusha Simoi. Why? The Gemara that says the Feirish, that Hayrasu Shola Bigdusha, Vlaidasa Bigdusha, the two twin brothers are related to each other, related to the mother, the three are related to each other, that's when it gets to the kurva of Sher Basa. But when it gets to Yerusha, it doesn't depend on Sher Basa. When it gets to Yerusha, normally depends on Mishpacha. But if that's all, it would if it's only dependent on Mishpacha, then the din should be that the son never yarshins the mother. There is a din, a ben yarsh esima. So the ben is only related to the mother, mitzad ha'im, it's not related to mitzad ha'av. So why does the ben yarsh esima? It's a new din, a new din. So that maybe that's what Absolution says. Maybe that's what Tosfos is not sure. Often in Gemara, this is a favorite Gemara, but the Rashash quoted is an often in Gemara, Yibam is Abtzad Ikhez, Benigeh to Gili Arayis, Chayov Mishum, Eish Estach Min Ha'ein, for Gili Arayis purposes, it's a function of Sheh Bosor. So they have a Chalashem Sheh Bosor. The two brothers are related to each other, related to the mother, without Chalashem Sheh Bosor. But here Tosfos is talking about Yerusha. So Yerusha, normally, 99% of the time, Yerusha depends on a Chalashem Kurva Mishpacha, not on Sher Basa. But then if so, so the Bain should never be Yerush the mother. So that's a pasuk. We learn out from the Gemara Darshans from a pasuk that there is an institution of a Bain Yerush Utsimu. So this, you really have no off in the Gemara, one way or the other. So that's what Tosfos says. They're not sure what the din is. But Efshar, perhaps, maybe Yerushin is the mother, maybe not. Maybe there is a kurva of Sher Basa, but maybe this kurva that you need for Aben Yerusha Simoi, maybe that kurva you don't have. We really don't have a Gemara that indicates. The same thing that Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe that's the teretz and the kasha that they ask on the Beis Yosef. How can the Beis Yosef write that he's not sure if you have shnei achim toimim shahisa haros and shalom mikdusha or gazim mikdusha? Are they kasha to testify together? How can it be kasha? The pasul menat hayra. What is it to discuss? The mamish brothers. So the Rav suggested, based on the Rambam perhaps, the Rambam's opinion is that kroivim are pasul eidus. The Gemara said the first, it does make a difference whether my cousin from the father's side, my cousin from the mother's side. They're both pasul eidus. So the Rambam says not so fast. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Seder that kroivim from the father's side are pasul menat hayra. Kroivim from the mother's side are only pasul menat hayra. So the Rambam's opinion is that midiraisa, in order to be a korev who's pasulaitis, you have to have a kurva with a chalashem mishpacha. A kurva with a chalashem mishpacha is not enough. Midirabbanon, they did declare that it's possible. Oh? So once you say like that, that it's only midirabbanon on the level of the raisa nidavke kurva of mishpacha, so then again, you can say the same word, that the Gemara only is muchach lahedya. This Gemara Yivamazaf Tzadik Ches that you mentioned, that the Muberish in his garden, she had twins, she was carrying twin boys. So, all three of them, the mother with the two sons, are related to each other. Minatoro and Chayav Mishum Eishasach, Chayav Koris Mishum Eishasach. All you see from the Gemara is that you have a kurva of Sher Basa. It doesn't really say anything about the Chalashem Mishpacha. So, Benegiat, according to the Rambam's opinion, Benegiat, the Psuleidus Minatoro, there won't be any Psuleidus Minatoro because they say, Kot Mishanala Domini. So they're not related to the father, even though they're identical twins. Even though we know that in Mitzvahs, they're twins, they have the same father, the same mother, 100% the same. But Al-Pidin, they're not considered Achim and Ohav. The Gemara says there's no Chalitza, there's no Yim. They're not Achim and Ohav, because Kikot and Shinoladom. So according to the Rambam, they won't be possible in the Torah, because they only Kroivim of Psulim in the Torah, Kroivim in Tzadav. I let it be Psulim in the Rabbanah, so that's what the Beis Yosef is not sure. And the Gemara says that by Gerim they never introduced the psul of Kroivim with the Rabban. They left it on the din der Isaac because Bezin won't make a mistake. So that's what maybe the Beis Yosef has room to be misupik about that din. That's the line in Taisa. The Taisa writes it. Efsha. They're not sure whether the Bein is Yerush HaSim. This idea that all of the Achrayim, all of the Gedolim suggested that even with the Chazanish and the Stipula and all the Tzemachdol and all the others, Rav Chaim brings Raya's from Gemaris and Kutchin about this, that even if you hold that Uber is Lav Yerachim, it doesn't mean it's two different people, or by Korbanos, let's say you have a Behemum Uberis and you Magdashu, it doesn't mean it's two different Korbanos, it means it's one Korban with two Gufim, or it's one person with two bodies, with two Gufim. So this idea, where they get this Einfall from? So several of these Gedolim all quote the Ran in Eilu Treifus. The Ran on the Rif, in the middle of Eilu Treifus. The Ran on Daf Mem Zayin is discussing the topic of Uva Yerachiba Mulav Yerachima. How should you pass? And Machleg is the Rian Rabbeinatam from Baba Kama. He quotes it. Machleg is the Rian Rabbeinatam. So the Ran raises the issue. He says, how can you have a machlokes l'psak halacha when he paskin uvi yerachima v'la yerachima? Isn't there enough in the Gemara in the end of the first perik in Erechin? The Mishnah in the end of the first perik in Erechin has like this. A woman is pregnant, and she's getting an oinish misa for her gutta meisim toivim. Whatever, but it's not a chilu shabbos, gili arayz, whatever she did. So the doesn't court, and they made a gemara din l'misa, and they're going to give her an oinish misa. And the baby is jumping around inside. So maybe we should wait till she gives, why should we kill two people? Maybe we should wait till she gives birth to the baby, and save the baby, and then give the Einish Mitzvah to the woman. So the Mishnah says, no, we learn that from a Pasuk, Meisiv Gam Shnehem Gam L'Rabba says Havlad, that you give the woman Einish Mitzvah, even though she's pregnant. Preg the Gemara, why do you need a Pasuk to teach you this? Shita. I don't need a pasuk. I would know on my own that the woman deserves an Einish Misa. You give her the Einish Misa. There's no reason in the world. Didn't you wait till the baby is born? Shita. Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Mahu detain, we have a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim of the Mevavadis. It says, Ki nats anashim and nakfui shahara. The people are fighting with each other. And they bumped into a pregnant woman by accident and she lost the baby. So the Torah says you have to pay to the husband, to the Baal HaIsha, the Meivel Adrais. So you see from the pasuk that the Uber is Shavu Kesef. Kama hu Shavu Linka Bashuk. Let's say you would tell the Uber as an Eved Kanaim. Kama hu Shavu Linka Bashuk is worth money. So this belongs, the Uber belongs to the father of the baby. So Bav the Tema, the woman deserves an Einish Misa, she was Machal Shabbos, Avir Abedizor, whatever she did, but the husband Taina is Hefsid Mamet, was Benich Shuldik, the Uber belongs to me. So the Gemara says, Mao the Tema, she wait till the baby is born because of his Tvi and Didi Mamanis. Not because of its zicha on the abortion of the baby. The abortion of the baby, that doesn't bother anybody. Pshita, I don't need a pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me that the husband is not entitled to taina hefsid mamet. That's a gemara. So kamash mamet adrosha, makes the gamshnaim, gam the rabbis is avlad. You give the einish misa to the woman and you ignore the taina of the husband. So the Ran says, shamu shamai. How can the gemara say? No problem. The tzar zicha, there's no problem. And what about killing the uber? So don't you see from the gemara, the uber yerechima. You're not killing, if you hold Uber, lav yerechimoy, so you're killing two people, you're killing the mother, you're killing the Uber. If you, so you don't understand the Gemara. You don't need a pasuk to say you're allowed to kill an Uber, they're two different people. But if you hold Uber yerechimoy, so that Gemara seems to paskin, and it's machloek yisatanaim, and machloek yisarishanim. Isn't it enough? And he quotes one of the Baliates, I forgot who, either the Riyah, the Rabbi Natam, the one who holds Uber, is yerechimoy, brings the Raif, and this Gemara in Erchon is that right, the Uber yerechimoy. So you're only killing one person? So that's what the Gemara said, Pshita. Let's say the woman has three arms instead of two, and three legs instead of two. So the Chiddush and the you need a pasuk to say that you give her the Einish Misa. You're killing more than Ramach Eivar. It's one person with more Eivar. So if you have an Uber, which is a Yerachimah, so you're killing a woman. One person has more Eivar. So don't you see from the Gemara that the Gemara, Stam of the Gemara is using the assumption that Uber is Yerachimah. So the Ran comes up with this word, he says, no, even if you hold Uber, lav Yerachimah, you see from the Gemara that is not considered a double Ritzicha, you're killing the body, killing the Uber. No, it's one person with two bodies. So you're killing the one person who deserves an Einish Misa, you're killing the both bodies of that one person. So that wasn't, that for that you don't need a Pasuk, that's Pshita. That's pshita that you kill the mother with Uber, even if Uber or lav yerachima. The pasuk is only needed to prove that the husband shouldn't have a tain and din mamad. How can you be mafsid me, my mamad? Uber belongs to me. So for that you need a pasuk. So that run is what all of these gedolim quoted to indicate that this word, even if you hold Uber, lav yerachima, it's one person with two bodies. Probably. I think some later Achranim raised the issue. Uber Yerachim Ubelav Yerachim. In the original Derekeach, I don't think doesn't quote the Magen Avraham. I don't think the Shev Shmaitzer does either. I think some of the later Svarim after the Shev Shmaitzer discussed that possibility. Maybe you should defend Uber Yerachim. So according to this Svar, it should not make a difference. Just on this Gemara that you quoted, that Gemara, that crucial Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik Ches, that Nachris is Mulberis with twin boys, and then she's Mizgayer, and that the twins were Hayras and Shalav Migdusha, were like Ras Migdusha. So the Gemara says, Chayavim, if one of them gets married later, and he divorces his wife, or he dies, whatever, and the brother wants to marry the wife, so that's an Issa Koris. That's Achris Ishtoi. That's Eishes Ach Min Ho'ei. It's not Eishes Ach Min Ho'ov, but it's Eishes Ach Min Ho'ei. So on that Gemara, there's a very famous discussion that became very relevant in recent years. Why is it such a double pashut that the Chai Mishum Eishes Ach Min Ho'ei? When the mother converted, why don't you take Yerush and Nizgar Kekotin Shanoi? Look, when the mother converts after 6 months of pregnancy. So why don't you take Yerush and Nizgar Kekotin Shanoi L'Dami at that point? So nobody should be related to anybody else. So usually we assume, you do take Yerush and Nizgar Kekotin Shanoi L'Dami. They're not related to anybody in the world. Not related to each other either. But then, the fact that when they're born, L'Dasa Mikdusha, so the L'Dasa is Mechaber everybody together. The mother is related to the two sons, because of the Leda is enough to make the mother related to the two sons. So that's a big question. Is that so? Let's say they take an egg from one person, an egg from one woman, and they implanted Zygo used to be science fiction. But the Gemara talks about those. In Taisus and Ksubis writes, the Gemara talks about abstract halachas, even if they're so far-fetched, it's never going to happen, just in order to be mevar what the din is. So Taisus talks about, you use a behemah as a girl of the daifrik. Taisus in the beginning of Ksubis, my first book. Whoever uses it, said the Shadis, what's a girl of the daifrik? What does it mean? So the girl of the daifrik means the lid of the coffin. Who uses a live animal as a lid of the coffin? A goat duffing means a matzefa. Who uses a behemoth? So Taisa says the Gemara talks about far-fetched cases, even if they're going to come up. In order to be mivar the abstract halacha, so Taisa gives a marshal. The Gemara in Charis talks about they took an egg from one behemoth and they implanted it in another behemoth, and the behemoth gives birth. Is it a din of chorna? So what Taisa thought is never going to happen. It's far-fetched. It's abstract. So by us, they do it ma'aseh mechoyam. They're doing it all the time. So that's a shot if they take an egg from one mother, and they implanted in the body of another woman, and then either they fertilize it before they put it in, it becomes fertilized after it's in, whatever, and then you have a vlad. So the question is, who is the mother of the baby? Is the genetic mother considered the donor of the egg? Is she considered the mother of the baby? Or the mother who gave birth to the baby? The woman who carried the baby all the 9 months and gave birth to the baby. So from this Gemara, it would appear, the Pashtus and the Gemara would appear to say, the Posh of Shati said, Yershin has got Kotnish Nodam, when the mother converted it 6 months into the pregnancy. Kotnish Nodam, no one's related to anybody. But then 3 months go by, and then there's Leda. So the Leda is Mechaba, the mother, with the two sons. So you see that Leda is enough. The mother who giving birth to a baby is Mechaba, the mother, with the children. She doesn't even have to have 9 months of pregnancy. Maybe she doesn't even need 3 months of pregnancy. Maybe just giving birth to the baby. That's the pashtus in this Gemara. Giving birth is mechaber the mother to the baby. So there's some heard that the Raish ain't allowed tshuva. How can you bring such with this Gemara? There's enough in the Gemara. So Rav Velvel the Soloveitchik in the Shiur Mamchoris and Daf Mem Zayin discusses this theme a little bit. So he points out that there is a shach on Yeridaya on this simon. You have Hilchas Milo, then you have Hilchas Geirim, Hilchas Avodim, Hilchas Geirim, then you have Kraven for the Geirim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din about the Shnei Achim Tom, Haras Shlav Bikdusha, Leidos Mikdusha, Chayavim Mishum, Lechayv Kors Mishum, Eish Esach Minhoi. This Gemara Nivom is on Daf Tadkes. So the Shach on that Sif writes that the, I think he says the Beis Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, he quotes the earlier poskim say, the Beis Yosef and the Bach, I think he says the major poskim say, it's not only in the case of Shnei Achim Tomim, they're mamish identical, they're twins. What if they're not twins? Let's say a woman is pregnant with one baby boy and she converts in the middle of the pregnancy, so that single baby was Hairos Shlav Gdusha Vadas Bikdusha. Then later on, she marries a Jewish man and she has a second baby boy later on. So they're also Achim. They don't have to be Achim Toimim. They don't have to be twins. She has a baby later on. There's also, and one of them gets married later and dies or gets divorced, also going to be Chayav Mishum Eishes Achmenei. So the Shach quotes, that's what it says in the Beis Yosef and the Bach. And he says he's not masking. He thinks that it's not so. That from the Gemara, from the Rambam is Mashma, only if they're twins. And if they're not twins, it's Nish. Even though the second baby was born later. What do you mean? Second baby is born later, said the mamish. The first one who was born is related to the mother because he had a later from the mother. The second one is related to the same mother. He had a later from the same mother. So you see that the shach holds that later is not enough to make the child related to the mother. You have to have 9 months of carrying the baby. And if there was only 3 months in the ginuch, maybe you have to have davka, the egg comes from, maybe you need from the beginning to the end. You need the egg should be her egg, and the 9 months of carrying, or the 7 months of carrying, whatever. You need the whole process from the beginning to the end. What does it help if you have Shnei Achim Tonim? Why is it any better? So Radelvala takes over over here. He says, Shach doesn't explain. Shach just says he thinks that the din only applies to twins. Radelvala explains. He says, when you say Gershon is Gar Kakotin Shinola Dami, means that this Ger is not related to any, he used to be related, he used to have, uncles and cousins and nephews and everything. God, Shmuel Dam is not related to anybody else, but he's still related to himself. The Kurv to himself doesn't disappear. So So if you have a mother who's pregnant with twins, so you say it's one Maisa Geiris on all three of them. So you can only say Kikot and Shanel Adam vis-a-vis the rest of the Goyisha relatives that they had before she converted. But when you get to the mother with the two twins, how can you say Kikot and Shanel Adam? So all three of them used to be Nofrim till 6 months into the pregnancy. And now all three Bevasachas became Yidin. So you don't take a cotton shenala dami even again to they themselves. That's not shy to say cotton shenala dami. So they were all related as a mother with two sons that were related the first 6 months of the pregnancy, when she became pregnant, and the first 6 months of the pregnancy. And then they continued to become related the last 3 months of the pregnancy when they're born. Nothing changed as far as these three people, are, these three individuals are concerned. You can't say cotton shenala dami. Cotton shenala dami only goes this person vis-a-vis somebody else. But if it's one Maisa Geiris on all three, so you don't say Kotten Shenol Dami, one Megabi the other. But if this mother will have another baby boy later on, then the Shach claims that that baby boy will not be related to the other one. You'll say Kotten Shenol Dami. How can you say Kotten Shenol Dami? Zokter, Sir Avelbel explains. Because the first baby boy had a mother who was a Shiksa for 6 months, and he had this mother for 3 months, who later gave birth to him. And the second baby boy had a mother who was a Yiddish for 9 months. So that's not the same mother. Biologically, it's the exact same mother. They have the same genetic composition. Everything is the same, but still, up again, it's not the same mother. So Rav Elbel is explaining this Pele de Geshach. The Achrayim on Adav said the Dogum of all the others, they say they don't know what in the world the Shach is talking about. How can he make such a statement? It doesn't make any sense. So Rav Elbel knocks sense into it. And he says the Gemara in Yevamos on the upside of Kes is not really Muchach 100%. It doesn't really say 100% that Kurva Mitzad Ha'Eim is determined by Leida. It could be it's determined from the beginning to the end. You need Ibur, and you need the whole 9 months of Ibur, and you need the Leida, everything. But these three people, the Bayach and Tomim, they have one Maisa Geiris, all three of them. So you don't take Kikot and Shenol Adami Minei Yibei within them. So they, the two sons, had the exact same mother. But if she'll have another son later, that's a different mother, Alpi did.
Twins of one separately?
No, twins of one separately, but they had the whole... They're always born at different times, yeah. A minute or two after each other, yeah. A day apart, the same thing, it'll be the same thing, because all along, the whole pregnancy, everything they share together. So you can't say Kotten Shenol Adami vis-a-vis the mother with the two children. So they all retain their kurva with each other. It was one Maisa Geiris for all of them. So you can't say Kotten Shenol Adami on them. But with respect to the next son who'll be born afterwards, then Shai to say had a different mother, so they won't be Achim in Hoeim. Because it was one Maisa Geiris. It was one Geiris for all, right? Whenever it's one Geiris, so you don't say Kotten Shenol Adami Minei Bei within the one Geiris, exactly.
Do you know for sure that
the same was one egg? Yeah, let's say we can tell genetically it's one father.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're twins.
Right.
So it's one father.
It has to be one father.
So one father. So it's a twin.
Because Al Pidin, he said, Kikot and Shenol Adami, so they're Yidin, so they can't be related to the father. So let's say you have two brothers and the father passed away. Father passed away, but still, it's Reuven ben Yaakov, and Shimon ben Yaakov, and Levi ben Yaakov, and Yehuda ben Yaakov, it's all ben Yaakov, just because the father passed away. But over here, Al Pidin, there's no father. Mamash, an immaculate conception. There's only a mother, there's no father. They're not craving to the father. So they're not craving Minoach, they're only craving Minoach. So that's what the Gemara says. There wouldn't be any chalitz of Yibur. Al Pidin, they're only kroiv minoim and not kroiv minoim. Very rich Tosfos. A lot. We left out a lot also. The topics that they raise are very juicy topics. Okay, we got to go a little lighter. Okay. So the Gemara comments on Medina Ben Sora Mora. It doesn't apply when the child is before Bar Mitzvah. That's the Mishnah. Ben Veloi. That's the last line in the Mishnah, Samaches on the base. It has to be a Bar Chiyuva. And also the din is that it's very limited, it's very restricted. Let's say that Ben Sora Mora is 85 years old and his father is 105 years old. So you're going to say, Aveta Ben Sora Mora, because he stole money from his parents and he bought the Fleischen wine, and he's drinking with the, eating and drinking with a bunch of gangsters at the age of 85. So the Gemara says, no. The dinim and sermon is only bein v'loyish. Bein v'loyav. He has to be, bein v'loyav, he has to be a younger person who's not a father himself, and is not even roi liyosav. When does he become roi liyosav? So the Gemara says, if he would have gotten married the day he became bar mitzvah, and his wife would have become pregnant immediately. Everything is theoretical. And it would have been hukar rubra l'shlish yomeho, after shlosha chadashim it's called hukar rubra. At the point of hukar rubra, then he's called an av. Before that, he's not called an av. And after hukar rubra, is called an av. So after shlosha chadashim, after bar mitzvah, he's called a bein v'loi av. He's not really an av. Bein v'loi v'lo haroi l'krosa av. How do you know that darshan nefasik bein v'lo haroi l'krosa av? In din and nefashis, you always say behitzilah hu'edah. Mark quotes, "V'shach tov'ed v'tziloed." So v'tziloed means you always darshan the pesukim to try to give the person a break whenever possible. So you darshan over here v'tziloed. If he's roy l'kros l'av, everything theoretically, if he would have gotten married and wife would have become pregnant on day number one, it would have been hukarubra. So that's enough to say that it's bein v'lo haroy l'kros l'av. And the Gemara says either one or the other, whichever comes first. The Mishnah says he keeps looking at tachdon. If he has a lot of cyrus in the Eva Ho Erbo, even if it's within the first 3 months, also, he won't become judged as a Ben Soramara. And if it's Lohi Yib Zakan Atachkon, so then he can't be a Zakan, he can't be a Ben Soramara past the first 3 months because of the Din of Bain, Aloha Royal Krosawa. That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara raises a Shaila. If you always darshan the Psukim, Bahakil, Lahakil, everything Lahakil, because the Hitzilo Eda, so in the days of the Gemara, they were working with the assumption, I think Baptists today say they don't know what this means, but the Gemara says that the assumption is that it's possible to have two types of pregnancy. There's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. When a baby is born in the 8th month, a ben ches, so you have to ascertain, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy? Then it's fine. That's kolo l'chadoshav, and it's post-mature. Or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy, in which case it's a suffix navel? It could be a navel. So the Gemara says that when a baby is born in the 8th month, how do you know whether it's post-mature 7 months or premature 9 months? So the Gemara says, you take a look. The Gemara says, take a look. With the nigma syra of its ipartum. All the features are all chiseled. And the hair is growing already. And the fingernails are growing. So it's biyadur that it's a post-mature baby. So it must be sarai that it was a 7-month pregnancy. And it's post-mature. And if it's a low nigma syra, it was a premature baby. So the Gemara effect akashis, so the assumption is that there is such a thing as a 7-month pregnancy. So now, vetak akler within biology. When is it going to be hukarubra? On the assumption that such a thing exists, a 7-month pregnancy. So it's going to be hukarubra, that's the biology. 3 months is hukarubra, or should I say 1/3 of the pregnancy? So if it's a 9-month pregnancy, then it takes 3 months to be hukarubra. But if there's such a thing as a 7-month pregnancy, so it should be hukarubra after 2 months and 10 days. 2 months and 10 days should be 1/3 of the pregnancy. And if that is so if you're darshaning everything and din in the farshas, everything lahakel, 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 theoretically, if he would have gotten married, so theoretically, he could have married a girl who would have had a baby after 7 months. So theoretically, he could have been hukarubra after 2 months and 10 days. So why do you say he can come in and serve more up until 3 months? Unless he keeps up and attack them before. But if lo, he keeps up and attack, he can be coming in more up until 3 months. It should only be up until 2 months and 10 days. So it's a raya to the biological fact that even if there's a 7-month pregnancy, the hukarubra takes 3 full months. It's not shlish yomeho, it's not 1/3 of whatever the pregnancy happens to be. It's a raya that it's 3 full months. So then the Gemara says, no. Maybe in darshaning psukim, you always go out of your way to stretch, and even the first is to go lahokel, but you have to be koveh halacha is based on rov. Since the rov, true, the Chachmei HaGemara assumed that there are two types of pregnancy. There's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy, but the rov of the pregnancies are a 9-month pregnancy. Today, the doctors don't know how to do it. They don't know bechalal that there's such a thing as a 7-month pregnancy. So the Gemara says, even though the Gemara held that there was such a thing, but it's a miut, and the psukim, you have to darshan psukim based on the roiv. Sure. And the Gemara says, is that so? That you always follow the roiv even in the area of dinin nefashis? Why don't you say the hitzilu eidu? Give him a break and darshan the potsuk based on the miyut. So the Gemara says, no, that's the aloha yivu basarub. The Gemara brings two rayas. So the two rayas are that, dinin nefashis, klaus lina basarubu b'hatanan. That's the last 10 lines And Daf Samech Tes Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara brings two rais. One rais like this. If the two witnesses come and testify that somebody is Chayv Nisa, for Chilu Shabbos, whatever. And they ask him what day of the month was it. So one of them, it was Shabbos. Shabbos Parshas Vayigash. And then they say, what day of the month was it? He says it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. The other one says, no, it was the first day of Rosh Chodesh. What's on Erev Rosh Chodesh? So we understand that talking on Shabbos Vayigash, one of them thought there was only one day of Rosh Chodesh. The other guy thought there was 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, whatever. Okay, so something like that, let's say. They say it was on Friday. So they say, what was Friday? So he says the 30th of the month. And the other guy says it was the 29th of the month. So if you're only one day off, so the Gemara says that's rather a bad case. The 30th, the 29th, the Gemara says by the second half of the month, they'll already know what day of the month it is. But the Gemara says the first half of the month, if someone is off by one day, the Gemara says that people don't keep track. So maybe they made a mistake when Rosh Chodesh was, not everybody paid attention. So the Gemara says, but how can you assume that the Eidim are saying, how can you assume that the Eidim are good? Because right when you are make a mistake, Rubadin should tell before the Yarcha. Most people can make a mistake. It's common among many people will make a mistake on what day it is, but there are people who will not make a mistake. So you see that the Allah is anikva based on the right, even to give an Einish Mis, even to give even the Fashas, you also follow right. That's the one right the Gemara gives. And then the Gemara says, the last 5 lines in the Daf, Afananamitinina, I have another Mishnah. He digs up a Mishnah in Maseches Nida. Mishnah says in Maseches Nida, if a Zohar and a Kedah have Tashmish together, so if it's Gilead Raidis, so some, if they're both Bar Mitzvah, and it's Bemezit, so they'll both be Chayiv and Einish, Mitzvah, Malkus, whatever it happens to be. And if it's Beshegik, whoever is a Bar Mitzvah will be Chayiv Achatos, if there's an Einish Kar, it's fine. But that's only if the awesome Bia. Let's say they did anything, they did Kira Basa, they did other things other than actual Tashmish. So then there's no Einish Misa, and there's no Einish Karis, and there's no Einish Chatos, and so on and so forth. So then the Mishnah has the din that if the girl is Pchusim Bas Shalashon V'yamecha, the girl is not even 3 years old, then I'll be din, it's Ein B'yosa B'yosa. If the boy is not 9 years old, it's right there, Katan's Pachim B'yosa B'yosa V'yamecha, it's Ein B'yosa B'yosa. So let's say the Katan's Boal HaGdoyla. So if he's younger than 9, so I'll be din, it's not a Maisa B'yosa. If he's older than 9, so it's a Maisa B'yosa, the Gdoyla will be getting whatever I know she deserves. The Katan's Boal HaBaranj, and he won't get any Anishman. So the Gemara says that this is true regarding whatever Gili Arise it happens to be, whether it's Boal Achoso, Boal Imo, Boal Bito, Boal Eshesish. The Gemara says, wait a minute, Boal Eshesish? And the Eshesish is only 5 years old. There is a possibility that we will declare the Kiddushin as null and void, and may turn out that the girl is an islandess. There is a far out chance. There are some women who are islandess, and the first mission in Yivamis is Mashma, Boshim Shat in the mission in Yivamis. But if a man is Mekadosh and Islandess, the Kiddushin are not Chal at all. Not in the Torah, not in the Rabbanon. The Kiddushin are not Chal, you don't even need a get in the Rabbanon. A discussion in the Rishonim on the first mission, and the first daf in Yivamis. But at least on the level of the Reis, I'll be Pashto, that Islandess is Mamish Kiddushin Toys. Islandess is a woman whose whole body is built in a different fashion, not Stam and Akora. An Akora, Okav Akora, that's one thing. There's a hormone imbalance, and then Nebuch, they can't have children. And if you go to a good doctor, they'll be able to straighten out the issue with the Yaakov HaKorah. But a Storis with an islandess is a whole different, the body is built differently, and it's like, it's an Ishkin Zoch, it's an Ishkin Akev, it's a different thing. Chazanish even says you have to have a Pasuk to say that the Chayiv HaMitzvos, how do you even, you need a Pasuk to say that women are Chayiv HaMitzvos. He says you need a separate Pasuk to say that a Storis and an islandess are Chayiv HaMitzvos. Maybe it's in Gansin a different, it's an Ishkin Zoch, it's an Ishkin Akev, it's in Gansin a different thing. A new category. The stories of an island. So the first mission of Yivamis implies, at least on the level of their eyes, it's considered Kiddusha Torah, you don't need to get it all. So how can you ever say that a Kotin Havu'al Eshesish, and the Eshesish is a young girl, she's only 10 years old, she's more than 3 years old, so it's Biyosafiyah. How can you say that the Boal Eshesish gets an Einish Misa, the one who's Boal Eshesish gets an Einish Misa? It may turn out, wait another couple of years, it may turn out that she'll be an islandess. You can't tell when the girl is so young. See, more than the islandess only appear later. You'll only be able to know at a later age that the girl is an islandess. So how can you give an Einish Misa now? Because he's Baal Eshesish. It may turn out that he's Inish Kinesh Adish. So the answer is he called Basta right. Aye, but it says Vehitzilu, you always have to try to give the fellow a break. So he says, so the answer is we give him a break whenever you can, but you follow right. So that's the premise of the Gemara. You always follow right to give an Einish Misa, notwithstanding the Pasuk of Vehitzilu Haidu. So this Gemara is what the Ravid quotes, the Eskan the Rambam. There is a Rambam in Hilchas Yisurivir. I think Perk the Zayin in Yisurivir. The Rambam writes about an Asufi. Let's say there's a big city, New York City, and let's say you would have, I don't know the breakdown of the population, but I think there was a time that the majority of the people in New York City used to be Jewish. I think so. I don't know if it still is. No, I don't think it is anymore. But I think there was such a time. Let's say you have a city, Warsaw, based before the Second World War. There were cities when the majority, Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, I don't know, there are cities when the majority of the population are Yidden. So let's say you find a baby, someone leaves a little baby on the steps of the police station. You don't know who the mother of the child is. You can't tell. You can't tell whether it's a Yiddish child or a Goyish child. So there's a Mishnah, the Gemara, at the end of the first paragraph, so this quotes a Mishnah in Uchzen or something? Machshirin. Mishnah Machshirin. That the Mishnah says, if the rive of the women who are of childbearing age, let's say a Shvarze, so you have to judge, who could it be? Let's say a Vaisa baby. And it's possible that it's a Jewish child, you don't know. So you have to judge the rive of the women who possibly could have given birth to a baby. Are they Jewish? Then you assume the baby is Jewish. And if they're Goyim, so then you assume the baby is a Goy. So the Rambam has such a case. The majority of the women in the city who are of childbearing age are Jewish. You find a baby on the steps of the police station, so the child is Jewish, and you give him a bris mila, he's Jewish, and you send him to the yeshiva, and you marry him off, and you give him smicha, everything he goes all along, everything is okay, he's a yid, and it can be, and he can get an ali, he can down for anom, and he can be misarf and tamim, and everything is a yid, l'chol dover, chutz midover echad. If he gets married, and his wife is mizana, then you can't give the wife an einish misa, because maybe his nishkin yid. How can you give an Einish Misa based on a Raiv? How can you go about the Raiv? But how can you give an Einish Misa based on a Raiv? If there's a slim chance that she's not Chai Misa, maybe she's married to a Goy, and saying Kedushin Tov, maybe this man is really a Goy. So the Raiv is on the Raman. What is he talking about? The Gemara Beferish over here says he go about the Raiv, and you ignore the fact that it says Vehitzil Hueda. Even when it comes to Din and the Farshus, he goes, how can the Rambam say that? So the, right? The Gemara, the Rabbi asks from that Gemara too? That the Rambam quotes that too? How is anybody Chayv Misa for Itzicha? Maybe the person that I killed was a Treif, and Hergus a Treif is a Gavrik Tila. So you're not Chayv Misa. So the Gemara derives the whole idea of Azlina Basan Rubin. The Gemara suggests the whole din of Ruba de Leisa Kamon should be learned out from that din of Ratzeach. So how can the Rambam say that you don't go bust the right to give an Einish Misa? We understand the Shev Shmaitzis says we understand what prompted the Rambam to say it. We understand because the Pasuk says, Al Pishnai Medim, Al Pishlosh Medim, Yumas Ameis. You can only give an Einish Misa based on Eidus of Shnai Medim. And anything that's less than Shnai Medim is not acceptable. So just like an Echad is less, and you can't give an Einish Misa, so Raiv is also less, and Chazwak is also less. So whatever is less than Shnai Meidim is not acceptable. Yeah, it's a nice Svara, it's a nice Adilbach with a Pasuk. But isn't it against the Gemara by Horgas HaTreifa? The Rabbi asks from that Gemara, the Rabbi asks from this Gemara. They're two Gemaras, they're just two Gemaras. They contradict the Rambam. It's totally incorrect. So the Rogat Shava has in his Sefer on the Rambam a whole Yishuv on the whole Shita Sarama. Part of it, Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, but he didn't say the whole part. The Rogat Shava has that plus more. So the Rav said the name of Rav Moshe, his father, the following here. He says, maybe the only time the Gemara says you follow the Rav is when you're being Koveya, the Drasha Satsukim. Like over here, we're trying to figure out Ben Sarah Mora. So we said, Ben Veloy Av. So we said, not only Ben Veloy Av, you say, Lahakal Ben Velo Haroy Lekroso Av. If theoretically he wouldn't got married on the same day as his bar mitzvah, his wife would have become pregnant right away. Would have been hukarubra, so would have been roi lakros to avshay. So he's arguing like that. So the Gemara says, well, if he'd gone so far, could have, he would have, he He could have. So he could have married a girl, could have had a 7-month pregnancy. It could have been 2 months and 10 days. The Gemara says, no. The darshan of psukim based on roi. When you're setting up halachas, you set up based on roi. So there you go, basar roi. You give an einish misa. You give an einish misa even after the 2 months and 10 days. A rabbi, if he would have actually gotten married, and his wife would have become pregnant, it would have been hukarubri after 2 months and 10 days, taki, would have been pata from the einish misa. He wouldn't have been a mentzor amara. But if you're darshaning psukim, bein v'loha, right, it goes up. So you darshan psukim based on roi. You don't concern yourself about the meal. So that's not in contradiction to the Rambam. The Rambam's talking following the right to ascertain what the facts are. The fact of the case was, is the woman a nation's sinner or not? So the question is, whether she marry a Jew, did she marry a Nachar? If she married a Nachar, then Kedushin Tovstan, then she's not a nation's sinner. We're not so sure that he's a Jew. We follow the right to do a bris and to be mitzvah and tamim, to make a bar mitzvah, to marry him off, to give him smicha. He's the chazan in the shul, he's the rabbi in the shul, everything. We follow right, and he's the behat and everything. But how can you follow up to give an oinish misa if you're being revived the facts of the case? Okay. So the Rambam is not shver from this gemara. The Rambam is also not shver from the case of the two Aden. The one Aden said that it happened on the 5th of the month, the other Aden said it happened on the 6th of the month. They both said that it was on Friday. But he thinks that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, so Friday was the 6th of the month. The other one thinks Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. So Friday is the 5th of the month. So they both say that it was on the first week. They both say it was on Friday. One of them made a mistake. But still, the one who made a mistake, so he didn't give the correct Davis. So still, how did he give an Einish Misa? So the answer is, because Rubadin, she told before the Yachro, it's a common error that people make, that they can be one day off. So when the Halacha requires that the Edom have to know the Eiza Yom HaChodesh, you can't require such precision that they have to know, pinpoint the exact day. Let's say yes, the Eidim, the Eidim show up by Yom. So the Eid says it was between 11 and 12 in the morning. So you ask him, well, what time was it between? Was it 11:15? Was it 11:30? Was it 11:45? Not mechuyev to know such precision. If he says the Eidim show, he says it was between 11 and 12. Maybe today that we have watches, maybe the Pharisee would ask, what time was it? Everybody has a watch. Was it 11:15? Was it 11:45? Maybe. So the Yosemech writes something like that. The Yosemech writes a chiddush al Rama. He thinks that bizman matmter beizushor simply was it before chatzos after chatzos? Because they didn't have it wasn't so common that they had sundials that they should know beizushor. He says the chachamim were kavei beizushor. That was in a later generation after matmter that it became more common that people knew beizushor in the day. So then they pinpoint that you have to have a more detailed knowledge. And maybe Chveis Lossi Glover, when we'll have the Bezman, we'll start giving Einish Misa. Maybe the Bezman will ask, was it 11:10? Was it 11:20? Was it 11:30? 11:40? 11:50? Exactly what time? Maybe. But anyway, you see from the Gemara that the Koveya, the precision of the information that the Eidim give, the Koveya, how precise the information has to be, based on what most people would know. So since Rubadin Zushtovi Buddha Yacha, that's very common that people will make a mistake and be a day off as far. They both said it was on Friday, the first week of the month, and one says Friday was the 5th of the month, because Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. And the other one says, no, Sunday was Rosh Chodesh, and Friday was the 6th of the month. So someone made a mistake in which day Rosh Chodesh was. But the one who made a mistake didn't give the right information, so the answer is not because Rubadin she makes such a mistake. So the Tanoim who were Kaveh, the Anshei Knes HaGdola, whoever set this up, whoever was Kaveh, they didn't require precision to the exact day. If you're one day off and you're Me'ach Chodesh, as long as the information is within the day, that's considered correct information. Because Reuben, so again, it's not that the robe is Mevar the facts of the case. No, we know what the facts of the case are. The guy obviously killed him on a Friday. It's just the robe is koveya, what the din should be. How precise do the Edom have to be? So since robe in the Yodim can make such a mistake, so the hachomim will koveya the din. It's enough if the precision of the Edom is within a day. So you can say the only time the Gemara says you go bas the robe to give din in the fashas is to be koveya dinim. To be tadarshan and pasuk abein v'lo haroi l'kros rabba. To be koveya, how precise the Edom have to be. But if you really have suffered what the facts are, is the woman a nation sin? She's an Ishkenazi sin. Did she marry a Yid? Did she marry a Goy? So based on the right, she's married to a Yid. But there's a Miu Chin, but she's married to a Goy. She's a Penuya. So she's not a nation sin. So the Rambam says he can't follow the right to be Mavar, the facts of the case. So that for emphasis, here for the problem. But it still doesn't answer the other half. What do you do with the Gemara? The Rabbi didn't ask for that. The Rabbi asked from Trefa, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yivam. The Rabbi asks from Islanders. Islanders, you may buy the fact of the case. So the Ragat Shabra answers that Kasha also. The Ragat Shabra answers that Kasha also, and he says like this. It depends how you're trying to be Mevarer. Trying to be Mevarer Amaisa. Sometimes Allah distinguishes between establishing what the Mitzvah is or establishing what happened. So to establish whether a woman is an islandess or not, that's a Dovashel Mitzvah. We'll call it an Inyan of Hakora. What are the facts? What are the medical facts, scientific facts, biological facts? Is the woman an Hakora or not? So that the Gemara says you do follow Rabbah. The biological fact is this person a Trefa or not. So that's clear. The Rambam has to agree with the Gemara. He's not going to argue. He can't. So that you do follow right. When does the Rambam hold you don't follow right? When you're trying to establish what happened. Not what the Metzius is. What happened was no one is naturally Jewish. You see, determining whether someone's an Islandist or not, that's an Indian of Hakkara. Is the woman an Islandist? Is the person a traitor? That's a biological Metzius. When you determine whether a person is a Yid, we usually say the two kinds of Yid. There's a Yid, he was born a Yid. His mother was Jewish, he was born. And then there's a naturalized, there's a person who's born in America, he's an American citizen, and then there's a naturalized citizen. You have two kinds of Yid. You have a Yid, he was born a Yid, then you have a Yid, a naturalized citizen. He was a Gerish in his guard. So sometimes a person is a Yid, Amitzias, a Yid. He was born to a Jewish mother. Sometimes he's a Yid because he did a Maisa Gerish. So there's a Rabbi Nachananel, the Rajbo, and Shabbos, and Rabbi Lezer Nila, quotes Rabbi Nachananel, says no. That every single person needs a Maisa Geirus to become a Yid. Either his own Maisa Geirus, or his mother's Maisa Geirus, or his mother's mother's Maisa Geirus, or his mother's mother's Maisa Geirus. Or the Maisa Geirus of Mamin Harsina, everybody needs a Maisa Geirus. But the Maisa Geirus of Avos Aviseinu is good for the later generations as well. It's an interesting Rabbeinu Hananel that he quotes. To establish that someone is a Yid is never a Dovashel Hakora. It's not like a biological mitzvah. The person was born to a Jewish mother, so the maid is Jewish. No. What you're saying is that the maisegeris of his mother, his grandmother, his great-grandmother, made him a Yid also. So, perhaps that's the beer on the Rambam. That the Rambam holds whenever you're trying to be mevarer, whether a maisa happened, so that you cannot rely on a roif to give an einish of misa. As opposed to the two cases in the Gemara, that you're not trying to be mevarer maisa, you're just establishing whether that the person is not a trefa, that's a davishal mitzvah. And you're saying that the person, the woman, is not an island, that's also a davishal mitzvah. The problem is that there are more gemaras that the rabbi didn't ask. These two gemaras, bifarenfer, the gemara by Eza Yom Bachodesh, and the gemara by the Bensorim Mora, that after 2 months and 10 days, you can still become Bensorim Mora. So you can say over there, you're following Rav to be Kaveya the halachas. So that's not in contradiction to the Ram. The Gemara by the Treif and the Gemara by the Islanders, you're following Roiv to identify biological materials. And the Halacha does distinguish between Eidus and Amais and Eidus and Hakora. There's a long Arichas. I have in my Sefer in Eretz Atzvi. I have a long Arichas on this. But there are other Makaris in the Gemara that we distinguish between a matter of Hakora and a matter of Amais. But there's still Shverikat. The Gemara has a case, Tokhlam Asar from Allah Hazok. And why in the end of Kiddushi? What do you mean, Tokhlam Asar from Allah Hazok? A couple move into the community. We don't know who in the world they are. And they're living together for a month. So we assume, or they're living together like a brother and a sister. And they put on an act that they're a brother and a sister. So we assume that it's a brother and a sister, or that it's a husband and a wife. So then, if after a month of such a thing, someone is mezana with the Eshet Ish, we will give an Einish Misa. So the woman screams later, no, I'm not married. Oh, you came in as Mr. and Mrs. Shapiro. No, we were lying, we didn't mean it. So we assume, no, that's a Ruba de Leisa, come on, it's Chazaka. Chazaka doesn't mean Chazaka to make Korah. Chazaka Kamaisa Chazaka means Ruba de Leisa, come on. We assume that the couple is Ishvi Yishta because they were putting on the act like Ishvi Yishta. So that Ruba de Leisa, come on, is Mevar. So don't you see over there that it can be Mevar that the woman is an Eishis Ish? Eishis Ish, you need a Maisa Kiddusha. Eishis Ish. The other one to establish that it's a brother and a sister. Okay, that's also, you can say that's like a Dovashal Metzias. That's an Indian of Hakkar, but to establish that a woman is an Eshesish. So the Ragachava has a parrot on that also. If I end that also, he says differently. He says it's not that the fact that they're living together, Kader Chish and Yishta is Mevar, they had already had Kiddushin. He says this itself constitutes the Kiddushin. We see the Kiddushin in front of our eyes. That even if there hadn't been any Kiddushin before, We assume made on a must be lost if he does know. So they're living together, and all the people in the neighborhood know that they're living together. So we all serve as Eidus L'Kim Adover, and there's a Kiddushi Biyah. That if they weren't married before, they want to get married now. So we see the Kiddushin under our eyes. We see the Kiddushin taking place before our eyes. You don't have to say that the Reiv is Mevar, that there really was a Kiddushin. Afilim takes a moment that there never was a Kiddushin previously. We see the Kiddushin taking place in front of our eyes. That's how he wants the Farem for this Rambam. But it's a famous Shver Rambam.
Why does the Rambam have to learn?
So Makavim also, you can say that that's your Mavara Dovashal Matiyah. So you're not Mavara Maestra, you're just Mavara that this is his father. That's a mamish biological fact. So to establish a biological fact, is this the father or not, but then the Rambam is also Mavara. And the Dovashal Hakara, just to identify the Matiyahs, so you follow right. The only time the Rambam disagrees, when you've been trying to be Mavara Maestra, and to say that a person is Jewish always needs a Maestra. That's never a biological fact. Every Jew has to have a Maestra Geiris. Either his own Maestra Geiris, or his mother's Maestra Geiris, or the grandmother's Maestra Geiris, or the great-grandmother, or a Har Sinai. Every person, that's the Rabbeinu Hanan, all in Shabbos, Rav Chiddush.
Why are they living together now?
They're not. It's only if they're living together for 30 days, and then after the 30 days are up, then she's going to be mezana. So then you say, Sokol Zdor from Allah HaZorovitz. But if the news already took place before, I think that's not. I think it's only the Kanal Abo. Okay, Belineta, we'll have to, next week we'll have to continue, the Gemara has more here, so, more side topics on the daf, aside from the Minsar Mark. Okay. Next week we'll have a shiur. The week after I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. What day is it again? December 31st. Okay. I've been there until this one. At the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, in the middle of Parshas Vayigash, the Chumash tells that Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda ahead, Lahoris Lefan of Gershna. And Rashi quotes the famous comment from the Medrash, Lahoris means to establish a yeshiva, the second base Hayroah. So the Mepharshim Eska Kasha, the Rambam writes in Perakal and Ilchas Avodah Zarah, of all places, that Yaakov Avinu appointed Levi as the Rosh Yeshiva. That's his Lashon. He appointed Levi as the Rosh Yeshiva in Mitzrayim, the Had Yeshiva. So if Levi was the Rosh Yeshiva, why did he send Yehuda to establish the Yeshiva? He should have sent Levi. So the Belt says that you need Balabatim, establish it, to take care of the dining room, and to take care of the super, to make steam, and to make hot water, cold water. The Rosh Yeshiva has the responsibility to take care of all that, to buy a building, to finance everything, to raise money, you need a balabas. So Yehuda was the balabas. That's the Pashup Shah. But there's a beautiful comment from one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, from the Radomsky Rebbe. There's a very interesting comment that when living in Golus, you have to learn Torah, you have to keep all the mitzvahs, but one of the very crucial things that the yeshiva has to teach is the lesson of Koisal HaRebim Zebizeh, because the pressures of assimilation are so great. Today in Eretz is also like living in Golos in a sense. And the pressures of assimilation are so great, you have to, some people will be very strong, they'll be able to withstand, be able to hold themselves strong, and those who are weak, we have to have support. You have to have everybody else supporting them. So Yehuda was the first one, it says, Anochi Erevenu. And the Gemara in the end of or the Basra and the Sugya of Arvus learns out from Yehuda the whole principle of Arvus. Yehuda was the one who felt he's Ori for the brother. He's gonna see to it that he's gonna take care of his brother, Binyamin is gonna, he's gonna remain alive. So the father, Yaakov Avinu, wanted Yehuda should establish the yeshiva. Levi's gonna be the Rosh Yeshiva fight, but he wants Yehuda to set the tone that the yeshiva should teach this important lesson of Kol Yisrael HaRei Mezeh Bezeh. Very often we have, yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, America, we're working on our talmidim, that they should sit and learn, they should daven well, and they should keep mitzvahs. And we often fail to impress upon them that they have to work. They have to work with other people as well. A lot of times it's only Lubavitch who does this work. Lubavitch always sends everybody out to Australia and to New Zealand. They're all over the North Pole, South Pole. They're all over the world. They're trying to save other people. That's what the Radomski Rebbe says. The Tver Shlem has like that. That the Yankel Avinu appointed lady as the Rosh Hashiva, but he sent Yehuda to set the tone that the Yeshiva should emphasize this limit of Kol Yisrael Aregim Zebaza.
Yes, it's a beautiful share. It bothers me that I don't remember that Rav Amiel, but I'll look it over again. One thing I want to say is the Resh Chachma by Yehuda and Tamar. Says, is that a Mesudam Shnehem? Is that applied by Ben Nayach to defeat the father's claim on the Vlad?
Yeah,
and that's what she was telling him. Hakken, in other words, maybe by Yezayna you wouldn't know who was the father, but she says, Hakken, I know who the father is. You can't.
It does not apply. You can't. It's only by Yisrael.
It's only by Yisrael. You can't kill me. Even though she said, the Yair said anything, Mara said, okay, but nonetheless, it won't apply, so then you have to wait.
I want to pay the chayvus kolech for the sefer that they're on.
Ah, good, thank you.
I found the source.
What? You didn't tell me that?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I asked about the bracha by Hadlaka.
I'm going to go to the hospital.